From the Miami Art Museum in downtown Miami, I'm Christine DiMattei. I so wish I could push color and light and shadow through the airwaves. If I could, you would see a rich panorama of the evolution of Latin American art. Now, the artwork in this gallery is the newest addition of the museum's permanent collection, all of it donated by George Perez. And when the museum opens its new building in December, it will be called Perez Art Museum, Miami. He is with us right now, and he's going to take us on a little tour. Thank you so much for this time.
How are you? Thank you for having me.
You say Latin American art, and perhaps what comes to mind is Frida Kahlo or Diego Rivera. When I say it to you, what comes to your mind?
We have a very good representation of almost every country, but with a preponderance of Mexico, Colombia, the School of the South in Argentina, and Cuba. And the reason for those places is the last three are the places that I either was born or raised in. And then Mexican art, because I've always had an affinity to what Mexicans try to do, which is portray their own culture in their art, and very proud of their Indian heritage, as seen in the works by Diego Rivera and Tamayo and others.
You show me the one that's the hardest for you to part with.
I think that's an impossible. That's
impossible task.
Yeah, that's impossible. But if I had two pieces that I looked at here that are very dear to me, are probably the Mata, which is an abstract surrealist painting by one of the great masters of Latin American art. He's from Chile, and there's a very beautiful Wilfredo Lam, Cuban painter, and Two Women is a very early Lam, when he was very much influenced by Picasso. You see,
I can see Picasso.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, Picasso. And particularly Picasso, when Picasso himself was influenced by some of the imagery that is African. And this one sat in my bedroom, so every morning when I woke up, that's the first thing that I looked at.
When you were very young and just starting out, what was the first significant piece of art that you invested in?
It was a Miró lithograph. It was ages ago, and it cost me, I remember, $100, you know. And I still have it in my office.
And you still have it?
Yes, I still have it in my office.
And what drew you to it?
His whimsical, abstract, whimsical sense of color and forms and shapes. Again, very Spanish, but in a very abstract way.
Why does all of this belong here?
You know, over 50% of Miami is of Hispanic descent. And a lot of kids are going to forget their heritage if they're not exposed to it. And it's very important for me to leave this collection, which talks about Latin American art, how it started in the early 20th century and how it's grown into the 21st century.
The name of the exhibit is Frames of Reference, Latin American Art Donated to the Miami Art Museum by George Perez, who was our guide today. Mr. Perez, thank you very much for this time.
Thank you very much for having me.